Triple M, good times and greatest hits. Cliff and the Drive Home for a Thursday, and it's so good to have him with us. Mind you, I'm not sure about his bottom lip because he's had to go to the dentist for some ugly stuff. From Nico's Kitchen, and there's another restaurant coming to the group again. Rob Nixon, hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Good to be with you. Yeah, I had to have a tooth pulled the other day, one of the back ones, which wasn't pleasant. It had actually cracked. I'd actually been eating some walnuts, and it cracked, and I'd left it for too long, and every time I had something to drink or eat, it hit the nerve. So, but you know what, mate? It wasn't as painful as watching a Dockers game.
What is it, 50 days, I think, till the first? Oh, and yeah. I've seen those pictures of St. Nat. Ooh, he's looking good. He's going to be roughing him up this year. Yeah. Don't you worry about that. Okay. Tell me, do you know, I had a mate who had to go to the dentist. He couldn't work out what he was feeling in the top of his mouth. He had a tooth growing in the roof of his mouth.
Oh. Ugh. That
fight
or something?
No, not Saint Nat. No, he's a picture of health, that bloke. But can you imagine? And I have this thing with my dentist that I say to him, now listen, pinky swear, because he capped all of my teeth and then I've ground them away again. So I now say to him, now listen, you are not allowed to say what you're going to want to say when you look in my mouth. Okay, and I only go to the dentist if I'm like you, got something's wrong, right? Yeah. So, open. And he goes, yeah, right, okay, fine. So you're not allowed to say it.
Yeah,
I'm not buying you another boat. Goodness, I've got the first one for you. Oh, well, look, I hope you're feeling all right, and thanks for taking the call today, because I know you're still on painkillers or some form of drugs.
Well, they wanted me to have a few days off, and I just laughed. And yeah. I'm back in the kitchen, so, yeah.
And can we do a plug for the new one yet? Because you've got another restaurant you're going to be opening.
Yeah, I've got a third one on the way. So, it's going to be called All Stars Bar and Grill, it's going to be located in Armidale down here, and just across from the cinemas, and directly opposite the cinemas, and it's going to be some really nice sort of, comfort food. So nothing too flash or anything, but just good grub before you go and see a movie, good cocktails and all that sort of stuff. So yeah.
You capitalist swine, you. Good for you.
You
do know that you and Jess are not going to be seeing each other for a long time. You'll pass in the corridor. So
who?
I was looking, and there's no significant days on my calendar. You know my stupid calendar. Like yesterday was Spunky Old Broad's Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't you say it. Do not.
Jess celebrated that day. Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Very well insured. On the weekend, it's carrot cake day. I do like the carrot cake. And I got Rob on the phone just a minute ago. I said, hey, listen, there's not a whole lot around. I haven't had any questions come through or whatever. But it is carrot cake day on the weekend. He said, well, let's do that then. All right, yeah. Off you go.
Okay. So you'll need half a cup of brown sugar, about 3/4 of a cup of olive oil, and half a cup of golden syrup, which makes it nice and sweet, but nice and moist.
Yum! Well.
3 eggs, some vanilla extract, about a teaspoon, and then you'll need your flour. So you need a cup of self-raising flour, half a cup of just plain flour, about a teaspoon of bicarb soda, and of course then, about a half a teaspoon of some cinnamon. And then, of course, you're going to need some carrots. So you're going to need about 2 large carrots. Just peel it, grate it. And then for the icing, you're just obviously going to need some icing sugar, some cream cheese, and some more vanilla, and you just whip that up to make a nice icing. Mm. But first of all, what you want to do is just grease about a 20-centimeter round cake tin just with some oil, line it with some baking paper, and then you put the brown sugar, the oil, the syrup, golden syrup, the eggs, and the vanilla in a bowl. Just use a whisk to mix all that up, and then sift the flours and the bicarb soda and the cinnamon into another bowl. And then you pour the oil in to the dry ingredients. Use a wooden spoon to stir it gently, and then stir in the grated carrot. Mm. And then so you've got all your mixture ready. It's that simple. Then all you have to do is pour it in the pan, bake it for an hour, 180 degrees, and then when it's finished, just set it aside for 5 minutes, just turn it onto a wire rack, cool it completely, because you don't want to put your cream cheese icing on the top when it's warm, otherwise it's going to go everywhere.
Good luck.
When it's cool, just place over the icing over the top, and then it's ready to go. It's a very simple thing to do, but it's a bit polarizing, carrot cake. People either love them or hate them. You can put walnuts and things in there too if you want to try all that and, you know, go for broke and some more walnuts on top of the icing for decoration. But it's pretty simple.
That sounds good. National Carrot Cake Day on Saturday. Mate, always lovely to talk to you. I hope the pain gets better. Just go and buy another restaurant. That'll help you take your mind off it. Three and counting. Good for you. I don't know which to plug now. Nicko's Kitchen, we'll just go there, all right? Look for Nicko's Kitchen on the YouTube channel, all of the socials. Get well, son. Thanks for taking the call. I'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, mate.
See you, buddy. Rob Nixon with us on Triple M.